California employees will soon be able to skip masks in the workplace, but only if every employee in the room is fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The revised rules adopted Thursday night by a sharply divided California Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board are expected to kick in June 15th. The California Assembly on Thursday failed to pass a bill that would have raised taxes on handguns and ammunition. The bill by Assemblyman Mark Levine, a Democrat from San Rafael, would have imposed a 10% tax on the sales price of handguns and an 11% tax on the sales price of rifles, precursor parts, and ammunition. The California Senate rejected a bill aimed at making it easier for healthcare employees to have hospitals pay their medical bills related to COVID-19 and other diseases that may have been contracted on the job. The bill had to pass the Senate by today to have a chance at becoming law this year, but it fell short on Thursday before the Senate adjourned for the week. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Drug Task Force stopped a vehicle in the area of Benbow after getting a search warrant for the occupants, 40-year-old Matthew Sigler and 41-year-old Kelly Sigler, both of Arcata, for suspected transportation of heroin to Humboldt County. Food for People's free produce markets returning this June through October to ensure that low-income households have access to nutritional seasonal produce. They'll be set up in Eureka, Fortuna, Redway, and Garberville. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.